I'd like to go ahead and call to order the Thursday, October 19th, 2017, City of Columbia Planning and Zoning Commission regular meeting. May we have a roll call, please?
Yes. Mr. Tuohy.
Here.
I am here. Ms. Lowe.
Here.
Mr. Harder.
Here.
Mr. McMahon.
Present.
Mr. Stanton.
Here.
Mr. Strodman.
Yes, ma'am.
Ms. Rushing.
Here.
Ms. Russell. We have eight. We have a quorum.
Thank you, Mrs. Secretary. Approval of agenda. Any changes to the agenda?
None to report.
Thank you. Approval of minutes. Commissioners, we had sent out the October 5th regular meeting notes earlier. Are there any changes, corrections needed to the October 5th minutes? I see none. I'll do a thumbs up for approval of the October 5th minutes, and I see a full everybody thumbs up. Thank you. Tabling request. Our first item this evening is a tabling request, case 17-76, a request by Crockett Engineering on behalf of the Brooks at Columbia LLC to annex 161.84 acres of Boone County AR, which is the county's agricultural residential district, zoned land into the City of Columbia and apply R1, which is the city's one-family dwelling district, as permanent zoning. The subject site is located on the north side of State Route WW, approximately 900 feet west of South Rolling Hills Road. May we have a staff report, please?
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chairman. So the city is requesting on behalf of the applicant that the case be tabled until the November 9th Planning and Zoning Commission meeting to permit additional time to finalize provisions contained within a proposed development agreement associated with the annexation and preliminary plat of the subject site. City is requesting the tabling since the applicant's already made two prior requests. It was believed at the time of the second tabling request sufficient time had been allocated to address the outstanding issues. Unfortunately, it was not. And given this case has been tabled for more than two consecutive months, it will be re-advertised prior to its placement on the November 9th agenda. Additionally, property owner notification will be sent to landowners within 200 feet of the subject site. That's all I have.
Thank you. Thank you, staff. Mr. Palmer. Commissioners, any questions of staff?
Just real quick.
Mr. McMahon.
Mr. Palmer, are there any neighborhood associations within the bounds or near the bounds there?
I don't think there are any active.
I couldn't think of any. I just thought maybe you had were aware of any.
So,
all right. Thank you very much.
Mr. McMahon, there is a subdivision directly east, and then there's some subdivisions to the south, including Vineyards, which is city. They probably have homeowner associations, but not necessarily neighborhood recognized.
So would they get a notification?
If they're on our list as a recognized association within 1,000 feet, we do send a notification.
That's
to
any and all of the property that might be within
any neighborhood association boundary that's within 1,000 feet of proposed rezoning, they'll get.
That's all relatively new over there, and they weren't on the old lists, and that's why I was asking that question.
I think Mr. Palmer's correct that we don't have the city organized. We have city recognized ones there.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Yes, sir. Any additional questions, commissioners? As is in past practices, if there's anyone in the audience that would like to come forward on this table request and give us any relevant information, you might do that at this time. I see none, commissioners. Discussion needed? Motion? Mr. Stanton?
As it relates to case 17-76, I move to table this issue until the November 9th PNC meeting.
Thank you, Mr. Stanton. Do we have a second?
I'll second.
Mr. Tuohy? We have, commissioners, we have a motion to table this request, case 17-76, to the November 9th meeting. Motion made by Mr. Stanton, seconded by Mr. Tuohy. Any discussion needed on this motion? I see none. Mrs. Secretary, when you're ready for roll call, please.
Yes. Mr. Tuohy.
Yes.
My vote is yes. Ms. Lowe.
Yes.
Mr. Harder.
Yes.
Mr. McMahon.
Yes.
Mr. Stanton.
Yes.
Mr. Strodman.
Yes, ma'am.
Ms. Rushing.
Yes.
8-0, motion carries.
Thank you, ma'am. Moving on to our subdivisions, case 17-226. At this time, I would ask any commissioner who has had any ex parte communications prior to this meeting related to case 17-226 Please disclose that now so all commissioners have the same information to consider on behalf of this case in front of us. I see none. A request by Engineering Surveys and Services on behalf of Columbia Public Schools for approval of a one-lot preliminary plat to be known as CPS Middle School Subdivision. The 63-acre parcel is located on the east side of Sinclair Road, south of Chesterfield Drive. May we have a staff report, please?
As you stated, the applicant's seeking approval of a one-lot preliminary plat on approximately 63 acres located on the east side of Sinclair Road, just south of Chesterfield Drive. The site is proposed to be improved with a new Columbia Public Schools middle school. So site development, such as access points and construction, will be concentrated at the southern end of the parcel. And I believe here I can explain to you here a little bit, and then we can get on to that. This aerial kind of gives you a little context as to where it's located. To the north is Mill Creek Village, which you guys saw about a year ago. And Heritage Meadows is the residential neighborhood directly to the north. The Highlands to the east. Sinclair Farm, this is a portion of that, but that's kind of the big square of undeveloped land there in the middle that includes the outlined portion owned by Mizzou. South of there, you see the beginning of the Cascades down here, and then just the tip of Arrowhead Lake. And then to the west, this development is Mill Creek Manor. So moving on here. Like I said, the placement towards the south end of this lot, and I apologize, the north is going to switch kind of back and forth on you here. So at this point, it's facing to the left here. So this is the north end of the property. So the south end of the property is where the development will take place. This is due to the northern portion of the site containing a number of sensitive site features, such as climax forest, stream buffer, utility easements that cut across the property, which is in association with this petroleum pipeline. And you'll see that again here in a moment. So now north will be to your right on this one. All of those areas are kind of designated on the preliminary plat. Here's your easement for the petroleum line. And then you have a stream buffer here that kind of snakes through the property. Around that, you have the climax forest is the dashed line that kind of follows the stream buffer and protrudes away from it. And then also, this is kind of associated with the north side is the tree preservation boundary, which will be all concentrated on this north side around that creek. So just for reference, I don't know if I've got a good map here. I'll just go down here. So Sinclair Road is currently an unimproved major collector. The plat depicts 40-foot wide strip of land, which is seen up here, for dedication as right-of-way. The additional right-of-way will be dedicated at the time of final plat approval. Part of that dedication is due to a traffic impact analysis, which was required for this development since the improvements, proposed improvements would generate more than 100 trips in peak hour. The study indicated a need for a southbound left turn lane into the site from Sinclair Road, as well as a left turn lane at the intersection of Route K and Sinclair Road to the south. The traffic division has reviewed the findings of the traffic impact study and agree with the recommended improvements. So in regards to the turn lane at the intersection of K and Sinclair, it's anticipated that this intersection will be improved as a roundabout in the future. Therefore, the traffic division is currently in talks with MoDOT to negotiate a cost-sharing agreement for those improvements and believe that the installation of a left turn lane at this time would be an inappropriate expenditure of funds. So given this conclusion, a payment in lieu of the construction is considered more appropriate. And the details of all that, however, will be determined as a condition of the future final plat approval or in a separate development agreement executed concurrently with the final plat. So all of that's just being said so you guys are well aware of it before we move forward, but it doesn't really have any bearing on your decision tonight. So kind of reiterated here on this final slide here, and the proposed preliminary plat's been reviewed by staff and is found to be compliant with all the subdivision regulations, and our recommendation is for approval of the CPS Middle School subdivision prelim plat.
Thank you, Mr. Palmer. Commissioners, questions for staff? Mr. McMahon.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Two, and I'll just make them real quick. We already have a public answer to this. This entire lot, the big lot, had a hazardous material issue that was cleared. Is that correct?
I believe so. It's on the other side of Sinclair and towards the southwest corner of that property.
Okay, I needed to get that on the record. I just wanted to make sure, because we will be reviewed for that. Can you tell me more about this pipeline? This is carrying raw petroleum, gasoline. What is this carrying?
Do you know, is it?
Perhaps Mr. Carroll could explain when we get
further.
To you. Okay.
Yeah.
I had some questions about that and runoff and stuff like that, and I'll wait till we get that review from them.
Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Ms. Lowe.
Mr. Palmer, can you discuss a little bit more just access to the site? You said that it's going to be concentrated toward the south end, and I noticed that the CATSO plan shows Highland Court to be connected over there, and I was just wondering, can we talk about when that work's scheduled, if that's anticipated being the primary route to get to the school, if it's not, what the primary routes are intended to be?
I don't believe there's any plans for Highlands Court in association with this development at this time. The one thing that I do know is they've placed their proposed access points on their prelim plat, and that's what these three little curb cuts are for.
I'm talking about access to from city busing. How are buses getting to the site? What routes
so
are they taking?
They'll be coming down Sinclair, and that was one reason for the left turn lane.
How are they getting to Sinclair? It just strikes me as currently I have some questions. Are they coming up through the residential neighborhood on Cascades? Are we going down W or K?
I don't think we can answer that because that's school operations. It would be via Sinclair, how they get to Sinclair, Route K. Southampton's a major road, and then Nifong is a major road. I don't know how they're going to route them through nearby neighborhoods.
Right, but Nifong's on the north end.
Right.
And we're not bringing them from the north end, or we are.
Some would be.
So the north end,
Mill Creek Elementary School is at the north end of Sinclair also.
Okay, so if we're coming from Nifong,
it would be an extension.
And Sinclair is an unimproved road, are road improvements? Because there is a floodway that goes across Sinclair between Nifong. It strikes me that there's a lot of infrastructure work in order to make this site more tangible.
Yeah, they're going to have to do the turn lanes or turn pockets to access the site. The contribution was referenced to intersection work at the south end. The city already has a project in progress on, in planning with planned construction in 2018 for intersection improvements at Nifong and Sinclair. Getting feedback there.
As far as Sinclair?
Yeah, and then Sinclair itself, it's only in the 10-plus list in our capital improvement program. There's also a sidewalks project that I'll mention. There's a gap in the sidewalk between Southampton and this site, and the city has a project 2019 to fill that in, and then the school will build sidewalk on their frontage.
Okay, so that will bridge the flood issues?
Are you talking about flooding across the roadway?
Across Sinclair.
I don't know if I can speak to that, but that might be under stormwater capital improvement plan. I don't think we included that in our summary. There very well might be a project to enlarge capacity of a. I'll see if I can look that up for you.
Commissioners, additional questions? I see none. I open it to the audience. If anyone would like to come forward and speak to us on case 17-226, we'd welcome you at this point. We just ask that you give us your name and address first.
Brett Carroz, 1113 Fay Street, Columbia, Missouri. Good evening, commissioners. I'm here from Engineering Surveys and Services to try and provide any answers to questions you may have.
Would you be able to give us the information on the pipeline? I know that was a discussion earlier that maybe, could you clarify anything on that?
I can. One of the pipelines is a former pipeline now, holds a continental fiber line in it. The other one has petroleum in it, but I don't think it's used entirely much. We were able to vacate part of the easement for that for some, there was an easement that went south on the school, and the pipeline was able to give up some of their easement.
Mr. Palmer, could you move the screen back to the picture that showed the pipelines with the colors, I think, maybe? Yeah, no. Please. And that's the school on the top, correct, in the center? In this picture in the center?
Yes.
Okay. So the petroleum pipeline to the left there, that's the black line, that's the one that's used a little bit with petroleum?
That's my knowledge, yes.
And then the everything else is sewer. Where is the abandoned line that's used as fiber?
Parallel to the petroleum one, about 5 feet away.
Okay, it just doesn't show it on this. Okay. Does that clarify your question, Mr. McMahon?
It certainly helps. Thank you very much. And when it's my turn again, I will ask a question. I wanted to have let someone else ask if they wish to.
Additional questions, commissioners? Any additional questions of the speaker? Mr. McMahon?
I just have one. Is there, it doesn't matter who owns this, I was going to ask that question. Is there a plan in place if this pipeline leaks?
I'm sure Magellan Pipeline has a plan in place for their infrastructure.
That gives me a little pause. You probably don't have the owners of the pipeline have the answer to that question. I don't have any more questions at this time.
Ms. Lowe.
Would you happen to know anything about the improvements proposed for Sinclair?
Along the school's frontage, there are the required turn lanes that will be situated along the frontage of the school to allow buses to turn properly on and off Sinclair Road in regular traffic. There'll be a sidewalk along the whole frontage of the school property there. But as far as outside of the school's property, I'm not aware of any others.
Are you aware if the road floods at this time?
Not at the school's property.
But in the flood plain area.
To the north, to the south of Mill Creek Road, I am not aware of any flooding up there.
All right, thank you.
Any additional questions, commissioners? Thank you, Mr. Groves.
Yep.
Anyone else like to come forward from the audience to speak on this matter? Case 17-226. I see none. Commissioners, questions, discussion needed? Other information? Motion? Mr. McMahon.
I just have a comment. RE, the issues Ms. Lowe brought up, and maybe this can be directed back at staff. Looks like we might have about a mile road that we have to seriously improve and put a bridge on. A better bridge on?
I don't find a capital project.
It was pretty far out, I thought. I mean, whether we have one in the CRP or not, I guess the statement I'm making is that we will have one within the 5 or 6 year if this thing goes up. You know, that's what I'm saying.
This is going to
obligate
traffic.
The city to improve that road. So that's a cost, and I'm willing to bear that cost. I just want to let know that the city is going to pay for another bridge and improve that road all the way down.
And I believe the traffic study addressed all those issues. I'd have to pull it back up. But our traffic engineers have found that it's not necessary at this time.
The TIS referenced the road at the site and the intersection up there at Nifong.
I believe it addressed the entirety of Sinclair, hence you get the intersection improvements at Route K. I think they're
south.
Correct.
Yeah.
And so I think, again, this is just speaking from memory, and I may be totally wrong, but I think it addressed the whole length, and there were no other improvements requested or deemed required by the traffic impact analysis, and therefore they weren't asked for by the traffic engineering. That's not to say that we might find otherwise.
You build schools. We're talking about this in the work session. You build schools and people come, and it's already a developing area.
Now, I just would like to note, too, though, that there is an existing sidewalk with the adjacent residential to the north.
That's Cascades. Is that what they
do? That is Heritage Meadows.
Okay. Yes,
and I believe it ends at that property line, and so they'll be connecting into an existing sidewalk network.
I just wanted to raise those issues because that's one thing that just kind of came in my head is we're going to be building some roads or improving some roads.
I think that's a big possibility, yeah.
All right, thank you.
Ms. Lloyd, do you have a question?
Well, I just want to follow up on that or piggyback upon that again, that I would hope that we aren't stopping our planning at the perimeter, at the property line. I mean, we're putting funds into safe routes to schools. I would be disappointed if we're building schools outside of safe routes and not planning those safe routes at the times the schools are going in. So looking at it now, yes, there is sidewalk along part of Sinclair, but not the whole length. So right. Yes, Nifong's being improved to handle that intersection, but does that include? So I would encourage the planning process to do the complete street and take it all into consideration.
Almost a 2-mile road, so it's a tall order. I think one of the factors is, it does have needs, no doubt about it. Condition of road, it's rural style, cross section, that kind of thing. Traffic counts aren't really that high, except probably in that Southampton to Nifong section. So that's probably why it's not getting urgent attention as a whole corridor. It's fairly low traffic counts.
Well, at this time, without a school,
yeah, it'll increase the traffic count, no doubt. Yeah.
And as far as the flooding is concerned, the one area that I would be concerned about flooding that I'm aware of is north of Southampton. And so in the event that floods, you would still have access from Southampton onto Sinclair, also from the south, from the Cascades or Route K or however that works.
I think it's a bit circuitous. So I was encouraged by the CATSO plan. I hope that is still in the plan at some point.
Yeah, I believe so.
Mr. McMahon?
Just to follow up on this, Mr. Teddy, you were there too. You can help me remember. The Nifong intersection is being improved as per our last council meeting, and did council directed traffic to do something about the crossing at Nifong right away? Did I hear that correctly?
Yeah, there's a lot of public concern about the mid-block crossing.
That's the existing school crossing because they're putting a roundabout. So that is a good thing. But to go to Commissioner Lowe's point, that's a planning process that took place after the school went in. And I think the point Commissioner Lowe and I are making is we're going to have development, we're going to have traffic. We need to – it is a 2-mile road, but 5-10 years, it's going to be built out.
Yeah, and it would be desirable to have sidewalk, for example, running the entire length of the thing. All I've been able to tell you is from Southampton to the school, you'll have connectivity, and that will pick up a number of neighborhood areas. But yeah, it's not the full corridor treatment by any means.
All right,
Mr. Teddy, would it be treated differently if this was a commercial application that was generating some traffic?
You do traffic improvements that are uniquely attributable to the project. So between staff and the applicant, there's been description of some adjacent improvements. They'll be deemed necessary to handle the traffic that this development will generate. But it's not going to address the regional need or the neighborhood need.
Well, I'm kind of starting to kind of lean towards a couple of my commissioners here that I'm, you know, why would we put something out there that isn't addressing safety first type of concerns? And if we know that there's going to be issues then the school should have to pay for it. We shouldn't wait for a future development that would, you know, add to the problem, but not maybe be the only problem, you know. So I don't know. I guess I just would like to have that note added too, is that I think we should look at this and say, even though it's us, the city, the community is paying for this project, it's going to cause problems potentially, so let's fix it now and not wait for another user to come along and say, well, we see the problems the school is causing, so we're going to have you, user A, help us pay for the problem now, when it should have been probably part of the city's package that we also going to pay for. But so I don't know.
If I may, you were saying, if I heard you correctly, you were saying that we should, and I know this is not you, I appreciate it, we should perhaps ask CPS to assist in their way.
Well, I think they need
that
to
look
at it.
That what you were saying?
I think it, if we can't guarantee student safety from day one, then the school needs to address that, because that's their customer that they're trying to deliver to their business, the school. And if I was in their shoes in a commercial application, they would, I would be forced to make those changes now.
Right, and any future developer is going to have this issue if this is not turned into, well, it's plotted to be a major collector, right? It's just not there yet.
Yeah, and they're the right-of-way is shown as being contributed, so they'll take that 40-foot
slice,
up width, we call it. So the right-of-way will be there, the right-of-way improvements in the form of a sidewalk across the length. There'll be the turn pockets and the accesses designed to make safe entries into the site. The residential is primarily on the east side, and I think we do have an issue from a neighborhood connectivity standpoint with what lies to the south, because we don't have continuous sidewalk, we don't have bike lane networks, so that's going to be vehicular traffic coming from near neighborhoods to the south. I mean, that'll just have to be admitted. There's still a lot of vacant property that makes up the former Sinclair Farm, so we'll get additional development. No doubt there'll be some additional right-of-way contributions, and depending on end use, there'll be traffic improvements contributed as part of that development process.
Mr. Teddy, when we look at traffic counts for this project, is a high school or a middle school, are they treated differently? When they look at traffic counts for a middle school versus a high school, would they look at the differences, or is there a difference?
No doubt they are, because, of course, high school, you have a number of high school kids drive themselves to school.
Well, and I was thinking about like a Friday night football game. I look at Rockbridge, and Rockbridge is one of the worst places to go find a parking spot on a Friday night. And it's not because of the students or the the teachers, it's the visitors, you know. And so, and middle school is different because they're not going to have a Friday night game. But I live up off of Smiley, and the new development that Columbia Public Schools did there with the new learning school, the new early childhood learning center, I believe is what it's called. There's now about 20 cars that park on Smiley every day that are employees of CPS. So I was just trying to get my arms around the traffic, and if a high school, I assumed the high school would be different than a middle school, but I didn't ever expect early childhood learning center would put 20 cars out on Smiley every day, but they are. So any additional questions, commissioners, or a motion for the discussion? This is for, and I just have a clarification. Mr. Palmer, if you go another slide over where it has the, maybe one more. It shows a final plat, but our agenda shows a preliminary plat.
Sorry, that's my fault. I missed
it. It is a preliminary plat?
Yeah, sorry.
Thank you. Just want to make sure that we're voting on the right thing. Mr. Stanton.
As it relates to case 17-190,
that's the incorrect one too. Sorry, I missed that whole label up there. Use that top.
Okay,
there you go.
There we go.
As it relates to case 17-226, I move to approve the preliminary plat.
Thank you, Mr. Stanton. Do we have a motion? A second.
Second.
Thank you, Mrs. Burns.
We have a motion that has been made by Mr. Stanton and seconded by Mrs. Burns, approving the request of a preliminary plat for case 17-226. Is there any additional discussion or information needed on this motion? I see none. Mrs. Secretary, when you're ready for a roll call.
Yes. Mr. Tuohy.
Yes.
My vote is yes. Ms. Lowe.
Yes.
Mr. Harder.
Yes.
Mr. McMahon.
Yes.
Mr. Stanton.
Yes.
Mr. Strodman.
Yes.
Ms. Rushing.
Yes.
8-0, motion carries.
Thank you, Mrs. Burns. Planning and Zoning's recommendation for approval will be forwarded to City Council for their consideration. Public comments. Would anybody in the public would like to come forward and give us comments? You're welcome to do that at this time. Staff comments. Others, are there any comments from our fine staff?
We have the.
You want to give us the upcoming cases?
Sure. I believe that's in here somewhere. All right. So your upcoming agenda items for November 9th would be the Brooks Plat 2. It's another preliminary plat. Same with Mill Creek Meadows Plat 1. Quaker Oats Plat 1 is a final plat, and Lenore Subdivision Plat 2 is another final plat. One public hearing item at the next meeting is the Calder annexation. I believe that's along with the Brooks Plat 2 preliminary plat for the same property you've seen before. That's your tabled item from tonight, I believe, if I remember correctly. There's on the left is the Brooks preliminary plat number 2. Mill Creek Meadows on the right. Sorry, I don't have all the same color commentary as Mr. Zinner on these. But Quaker Oats, plat number 1, along Paris Road there on the left. On the right is Lenore Subdivision. That's located on New Haven. And then finally, the public hearing item, the Brooks annexation, permanent zoning. So that's all we have.
Short and sweet. Thank you. Commissioners, any comments from commissioners? Mr. McMahon.
Just real briefly, just to follow up again on what you and I and Commissioner Lowe spoke of and to encourage staff. We need a little more planning on this. I mean, it meets everything within its bubble, but as it's a school and we do not have an area plan, there are things we might need to consider more broadly, and I don't know how we do that because, I mean, you guys did your due diligence. You did what you were supposed to do, and we're all within here. But as Commissioner Lowe and the rest of us mentioned, this is an area impact event. And we crossed the I's and dotted the T's, but we all are sitting here going, you know what, we didn't, you know, everyone did their job, but we didn't include enough in that. It's just an ongoing commentary.
Need to exact more. Is that the...
Well, an area plan would help, and it really helped out, you know, at battle. And I know it's an expensive multi-year process, and CPS has a better budget than we do. And we have this zero vision things coming up, and we're doing some retro planning with Mill Creek already. And like I said, everything, Mill Creek met its thing, we met its thing, the Nifong Intercept met its thing, but the area, we're going to have to backfill, and it's going to be expensive to plan and do rather than doing it now. Right now, the cheapest way to do is just make Sinclair a great road right now. We don't have the money for it. It's not the plan. I appreciate that, but there's issues. That's more forethought.
To me, I'll just echo a little bit more to Mr. McMahon. It just seems we're pushing the problem down the road. We're kicking the stone down the road.
It's going to be more expensive.
And it's going to be more expensive, and it's going to be probably on a private individual's...
Or us, again,
as a public entity. And these are children. These are, you know, young children. And it is a much bigger discussion because this is a regional community draw and not just a small business that fits within its... area. It's going to have a draw and impact.
A little bit. This is going to grow, too.
So I think just a discussion that CPS and staff should just continue to have discussion, forethought, so that we're not knowingly creating a problem and trying to pass it down the road for someone else later to fix because we don't have the dollars today. Then we may want to reconsider our budget for the school to fix the problems now, but easier said than done. Mr. Stanton?
Is everybody ready?
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
Motion for adjournment.
We need to make a win-win, and we need to make a deal, because you're right. Because if this was a commercial issue, we would have tried to make a deal with the commercial developer to improve infrastructure. So, yeah, we need to make a deal.
Even though it's our pocket that's paying for it.
Yeah, it's our pocket, but
we want it to
save some money now.
Let's do it right.
It's our pocket, but it's our community, and this is our opportunity to really put in place what we feel should be done for our children, our community's children, and our roads. This is the way to do it, the way we think it should be done. And they've picked a location that is a bit more on the outskirts and has less infrastructure in place, so there's an opportunity to do some of this.
Good. Any additional discussion, commissioners? If not, I would look for a motion for adjournment.
I move to adjourn.
Mr. Stanton, we have a second?
Second.
Ms. Lowe, thank you. All in favor, thumbs up. I see all thumbs up. Thank you, and have a nice evening. Meeting adjourned. Thank you, and have a nice evening. Meeting adjourned.